Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on.
Welcome back to Rally America Radio. We are coming to you from downtown Salem, Missouri, day number 2 of the 2016 Rally in the 100 Acre Wood, round 2 of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, and I got to tell you, lots and lots of fans packing here into Main Street, downtown Salem. This is always one of the biggest park exposés of the year, and this year is definitely no different. Literally shoulder to shoulder, people cramming in, and drivers just starting to show up. We got the Subaru team in full effect, and out front, Travis Pastrana. A few seconds back of him, his teammate David Higgins, and I got to tell you, people are literally 6 rows deep lined up to get an autograph of Travis Pastrana. David Higgins, he's got him packed in as well. Everybody's signing autographs. Nick Roberts, we got Peter Fatella, Jeff Seahorn, you know, all the usual suspects out there signing away. Fans are just a massive crowd buying t-shirts, and I got to tell you, this scene is just off the hook. We got the Subaru Rally Team promotional rig here, and you know, and people going through and checking out you know, all the latest offerings from Subaru. Just a great scene, a great event. You know, you just love the rally fans that come out here, and from all over the world. I mean, literally seeing you know, people with WRC swag on and rally America swag and Canadian rally swag, and just an awesome scene here, you know, and just a great group of rally people within the rally community. Just great to see, great atmosphere, and we are going to go and see if we can catch up with a lot of these drivers and find out what's in store for us on day number 2 of the Rally in the 100 Acre Wood. All right, we are here. I don't know where we are. Salem, Missouri, right?
We travel too much,
yeah. But I'm hanging out here with Nick Roberts down here and on Main Street. Fans starting to pack in here. You're signing autographs, and you know, day number 2 of the 100 Acre Wood.
Yeah, I'm excited. The sun's out. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's a nice, brisk, cold morning, but it feels good. There's tons of people out here, and so just signing autographs, and everybody loves the new car.
That's what I was going to ask. What's been the feedback to the new livery?
I don't think we've come up with a name yet. There's been all sorts of names thrown out there, but so far everybody absolutely loves it. I knew with the plaid that I had before that everybody just absolutely loved, and that somehow I was going to have to try to beat that, and this did, I think, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a bit about the rally. Obviously, we've got Pastrana and Higgins out front. You're a solid third. I know Lachlan's right there. You know, you guys are in that battle for that podium spot right now.
We are. We've actually had some really close stage times yesterday, and we were sitting fourth overall and decided just to put a good push on last night in the last stage, and I think we pulled 2 seconds on them, and which was enough to put us in third overall. And you know, at the end of the day, we want to be able to finish on the overall podium, and so we're just gonna kind of take it easy. We've been running about 90%, just trying to kind of get used to being in the car and back in the car. And my neck's a little sore this morning from yesterday, so I'll be fighting that a little bit, but it'll be a good day. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. How's things with you and Alex in the car? I know you'd said, you know, you'd been with him once before in like some testing, but how have you guys gelled?
Really well. I mean, Alex is an incredible co-driver, so he can just kind of, you know, mesh with anybody he's in. I mean, plus it helped because I think him and Rhiannon were kind of exchanging tips before they got here. So she's giving him little tidbits of advice on what to do. And so, no, it's worked out really well, and it's been incredible. So I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got to say, if you're going to switch co-drivers, and I know it's nothing against Rhiannon, and she's just obviously busy, but I guess you got about as close to you can get as getting her, right?
That's right. It's kind of like the Justino team, the team of co-drivers almost.
Yeah, you get one, you get both, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Nick, good luck, and we'll let you get back to signing some autographs, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, we got Peter Fatella here, you know, out here downtown Salem, Missouri. Take us through yesterday. I know you were having a few problems with the transmission. You finished up the day, but I know you had a leak. Were you guys able to get everything figured out?
Yeah, we have a good day yesterday, but my guys working on the car overnight, so they sleep maybe only 1 hour. We had the leaking from transmission, like I said yesterday, but they figured we had big leak oil from the turbo yesterday, and they working hard on it, but they fixed it, so car is good right now, and hope everything is going to be all right.
Well, I know you know, you guys still in a pretty solid position, I think, right inside the top five, right?
Yeah, we are top five. We, like I said, we had good time yesterday, so hope we can keep that spot, or maybe we can go a little bit up.
All right. Well, good luck out there. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, catching up here, we got Jeff Seahorn, and take us through yesterday. I know you're sitting pretty solid. Take us through this, the night stages.
The night stages went pretty smoothly. I gave up a little bit time on the last stage. Again, it's a real fast stage, and it's pretty intimidating if you go off there. I mean, the trees are super close, and you're going 80 through a lot of the corners. So haven't quite got the confidence back in the car yet. This is my first round, so hopefully today, with a little bit of practice yesterday, we can push a little bit harder and try and make up some time on Lachlan.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jeff. Good luck out there today.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
All right. So we got Troy Miller here, and I got to tell you, last night when I caught up with you, you know, things were a bit nervous. I think you just got after a nice spin, but everything okay today?
Yeah, everything's good. The car seems to be working just fine, so we're looking forward to going out today. We're down quite a bit, but, you know, it's a rally, so anything can happen.
Yeah, it looked like yesterday evening you clawed back some of the time, though. I know, you know, it looks like you guys are pushing pretty hard.
Yeah, I think we dropped down to 19th after the brakes failed, and then we pushed back up. I think we're in 10th overall right now. So we're a few minutes off the lead for SP. But I think, you know, that's just one flat tire is all it takes to get back in there. So I think we have a chance. We're just going to drive a race and hope all goes well.
Yeah. Do you think the rain coming in last night, you know, we got a bit of it, not a ton of rain. Is it going to help or hurt things today?
It might make the water crossings a little deeper. We're just going to take it easy through those anyway because of, you know, we're not at a point where we absolutely have to push right now. So it won't affect us too much. It'll keep the dust down, which is going to be good. So I'd say good overall.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Troy. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we got Gary Gill here catching up with you, and I know you know, he's talking. You know, you're just happy to be out here, and you know, and you know, out here enjoying the 100 Acre Wood Rally.
Well, absolutely, it's a pleasure to be back and among the community again, rallying. You know, it's for me, it's a big stress reliever. Being an ER physician, this is something that I always look forward to, and happy to be on the road still. We are in this new class, which is kind of it's a new class. We don't know anything about it, but hey, having fun out there by God's grace.
What are the plans for the rest of this year? I know you know, you weren't at Snowdrift. You know, what are the plans for the rest of the year? I know I've heard of a possible new car being built.
Yeah, the car is being built. That would be for the end of the season, I think. That will be an SP car. Till then, I'm just gonna have this old car and. You know, have fun. That's it. Yeah, simple and plain.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gary. Good luck.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
All right. We got Cameron Steele here. And, you know, I know it started yesterday, and you guys had a bit of a problem with some fuses. And looks like you're back in the rally today, though.
Yeah, we are. We didn't actually find the problem exactly, but we got a bag full of fuses, and we upped the amp to about 20. So hopefully we don't blow any. And if we do, we have at least a bag full so we can keep going.
Well, I know, you know, you're pulling a super rally today. Obviously, I think Ryan Millen doing the same. So, you know, you guys still obviously, you know, got a shot at a podium here.
Yeah, I think we're pretty far behind minutes-wise. But, I mean, we're going to go out, have fun, get some seat time. That's always huge. And, you know, push where we can, but at the same time, bring the car home. And hopefully we can figure out the issue once we get home.
Other than that, other than the fuse problem, the car pretty solid?
Yeah, the car's been great. When we were going, it was awesome. We were hauling. I love this rally. It's fast, and we finally have a fast car now. And it was great when it was going, but not so much fun when it was off the side of the road.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Cameron. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. Got Tino Fortunato here, and all smiles this morning, man. How was the evening? How was the last three stages?
Man, last three stages were fantastic. A little bit of rain back to the northwest. Not too slippery and just really fast and flowy. We driving smooth, found a rock. It was a little bit of a control arm bender.
So other than that, car running solid, big day today with a lot of stages.
Correct, yeah. And, you know, we're just going to do what we did yesterday. We're going to keep it consistent, have fun, and not push too hard. Like I said, we're still learning the car, and we're going to try to catch up to – we're actually – I think we're ahead of Troy right now. We're sitting in third, and we're just going to try to keep pushing where we're at.
All right, well, thanks a lot. We'll catch up with you later.
All right, man. Thanks for coming out.
All right, we got Peter Cunningham here catching up with you. And
this is Ryan Eversley.
All right, Ryan Eversley, we got you both here. But take us through yesterday, man. I heard you guys were flat wheeling the heck out of this fit.
You know, we didn't want to go too fast too soon. So we just kind of hit the ground and did what we could. Had a couple issues with the car, but got those tuned up. And, you know, we're still trying to leave a little room for error out there. Without the experience going down these roads, you know, notes or no notes, this is my first practice type rally. I had only ever done the secret rallies when you couldn't pre-run the course. But, you know, we're starting to figure it out, and this fit's running like a tank, and we're having fun. And this is Ryan Eversley's first rally ever, so he didn't know what he was doing showing up to try to navigate for me. But he's doing a great job, and we're just having a ball.
And, you know, how's that been, you know, adjusting to, you know, calling out, you know, pace notes and that?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot to take in at first, and I wasn't sure what to expect, if I'd even enjoy being out on the stages and letting Peter drive me around, because I'm used to driving against Peter in our Acura program. So most drivers don't like to ride the passenger seat. But honestly, with his experience and past success in rallying, I was pretty comfortable coming into it. I just didn't want to be the weak link to let anybody down by getting penalties or doing something I don't know that I shouldn't be doing. And so far, we seem to be doing okay. And we got a whole nother day ahead of us, which means anything could happen. So just having fun. This is a blast.
Yeah, that being said, big day of a lot of stages today. I mean, what are the plans?
Well, you know, I think we can draw on our experience from yesterday. We know what the car's strengths are and what our strengths are, so we'll keep it between the trees. I understand, you know, that in racing you have safer walls now. I understand that today's stages, all the trees are safer trees, so they're, you know, you can... they're soft, so nothing to worry about at all. We want to bring this Honda Fit home in one piece. We'd like to win our class, and we'd like to, you know, just get to the end and be able to drive to St. Louis later under our own power.
All right, guys. Well, good luck out there today. We'll catch up with you at the first service.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, we got Steve LaRosa here, and, you know, I know you finished up things yesterday, and, you know, had some retirements around you guys pulling some super rallies. You guys aren't in a bad position going into day number two.
No, we're sitting pretty good. I'd like to be sitting a little bit better. We had a rough time on stage 9, but, you know, that was all my fault. It wasn't my co-driver at all. I mean, she did. Allison spent the weekend last weekend with Alex and Rhiannon, and the difference in what she's calling this week is awesome. We're having a real good time. So it's up to me today to make up a little bit of time. I think we got to make up 48 seconds to slide back into first. And Cam and Ryan really have to make up some time. But Dave Wallingford's driving a real good race right now. So it's going to be good today. It's going to be tight.
Well, and I got to say, I know I just talked with Peter Cunningham, but he's wheeling that fit pretty strong.
He is. He's moving right along. The Hondas, I think they're right behind us in the overall. So it's amazing what those little Honda Fits can do. You know, you look at the scores and you're like, Honda Fit. And but they're doing good. Those guys are good drivers and those are good little cars. So today's going to be a good day. I mean, it's going to be fun, real fast. There's some places that are going to get you. You got to be careful on those jumps. And there's a couple of water bars that'll really get you if you're not careful. So it'll be fun. I think it's going to come down to, based on what Allison and I were talking about this morning, those last two stages are, we may end up having to take a couple chances there, but the car's good for it. So we'll let it play out and see what happens.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. We got David Higgins here, downtown Salem, Missouri. And, you know, I know yesterday you guys had a few problems. Sounds like the team worked overnight and everything's dialed in.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, they found some issues that were causing the problem. So and that should be good. And obviously as well, you know, running first in the road yesterday with it being so dry and, you know, so loose was a really quite difficult. And obviously nothing, no lines to follow. So when you're not quite sure of some things, it's nice having some lines in front. So, you know, when you've got a day like that, you've either got to try and pull away and make a gap or sit close behind in second and have some lines to follow for the second day. So hopefully it should be good today. You know, just 9 seconds behind Travis, who's obviously driving super hard. And when he gets a snip of a victory, he's a hard man to reel in. So it's going to be a good, fun day.
Yeah, definitely a good day for Subaru. I mean, you know, sitting about 9 seconds back. I mean, you know, obviously being second on the road, that's going to be an advantage today.
Yeah, definitely for sure. There's not going to be dust today with it being so windy. So that's good. And obviously, the drier it stays, the more that'll be an advantage to be a car back. But the roads are very wide, so they don't clean like massively like some rallies do. Because you know, this when the road's like three cars width, the chances of both wanting to be on exactly the same bit. But you know, if you can be smart and use a grip and have those things there, then for sure it's good. And it's always easy to be the hunter than the hunted.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, David. Let you get back to signing, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
All right. We got Lachlan O'Sullivan here, and pretty solid day yesterday. I know you're leading SP, and you're fighting it out for that third podium spot with Nick Roberts. You guys have a heck of a battle going on.
It's great to be right there with Nick, and it's always good fun going back and forth with times and so on. Had a little flat yesterday that knocked us back a bit, but you know, we're talking seconds now, so we're less than 3 seconds behind him. Going into today, lots of rally miles to be had. We're not really battling with him, but if we can keep with him, that should be more than enough to win SP, and that's the goal, of course. But it's always fun to have a battle too, and you know, keep everything sharp. Go ahead.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask next. You know, you're battling with Nick, but you guys aren't in the same class this year. So, you know, is the overall podium worth it, or do you look at the SP picture and take the win, you know?
Well, I think yesterday was really good. No real issues in regards to, no pucker moments. And so we'll definitely keep it right on that edge of the fence and not try and go over. If that gives us a podium position, so be it, but definitely not fighting Nick. I don't think it's a smart thing. We had our issue at Snowdrift, and we definitely don't want to go over, 90% or so today.
That being said, you know, we had some rain come in last night. I know you guys ran in some rain the last couple stages. Continued to rain a bit. Today, clear skies, but the rain going to help things today?
There's a stage that's very, very wet, no matter if it's rain or shine, and that may get quite mucky. It had just a lot of soft without having rain for a couple of days on recce, and a lot of water crossings and so on. You got about five massive puddles you have to go through and everything. So that stage is going to be really interesting to see what the water levels are there. Besides that, everything else should be drying up pretty good. It should be really quick and not much of a hindrance with the rain last night.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Lachlan. We'll catch up with you at first service.
Appreciate it. We'll see you then.
All right, we got Alex Gelsomino here, and good seeing you back out here at Rally America, Alex.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be back. And, it's my first event in Rally America for the past 8 months or so. So really happy to be here and see all the friends, and our competitors, and then great amount of spectators as well.
Well, and, I know, heading into this rally, I think you'd maybe been in the car with Nick one time in some testing he was saying, but, obviously your wife, Rhiannon, spent a lot of time in the car with Nick. I mean, how were things yesterday?
Yeah, actually, it went really good. Look, when you have a new partnership, driver, co-driver, it always takes, several miles, to get used to, but we were clicking together right off the bat. Obviously, like you said, Rhiannon is the usual co-driver for Nick. She's busy doing a round of the Scottish Championship this weekend, and she says hello to everybody. But because she's been working a lot with Nick, she's been able to give me a few tips and on what Nick likes on the pace notes and the way he wants the delivery of the notes. And I have watched a couple of the onboards to get myself up to speed.
Well, and that being said, obviously, going into day number two today, a lot of stages on tap. I know you and Ken Block have won this rally overall. I lost track of the times, but, quite a few. So obviously, these stages well.
Yeah, and look, they're always the same stages. They're challenging, and today there are several narrow spots on the stages, but it's a great battle. We have a good lead on the second in class, and we are a couple of seconds ahead of Lachlan, which is in a super production car for third overall. So and at the same time, first and second have the battle they're on today, so it's going to be a long day, challenging stages. I think the most important thing besides going fast is going to be to keep that car in the middle of the road, because there is so many issues and so many tricky bits on the sides.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alex. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, and that is it from Park Exposé out here in Salem, Missouri. Cars just starting to fire up, take off, and Travis Pastrana, he's going to be out of the gate first, followed by David Higgins, and then we're going to have Nick Roberts in third. And I got to tell you, man, it's going to be a shootout with those Subarus out front. David Higgins getting his problem solved overnight. Pastrana with a slight lead over Higgins, and the two Subaru teammates, it is going to be a shootout. The best frenemies out on stage, David Higgins and Travis Pastrana. It's going to be pretty darn exciting to see the way this battle shapes up today. And not only that, I mean, battles all across the board. That third outright podium spot, Lachlan O'Sullivan, Nick Roberts, they are within seconds of each other as well. Two-wheel drive, it's up in the air at this point. You know, we've had a lot of drivers have to super rally today. You know, that is definitely up for grabs at this point. Just a lot of great battles going on. Definitely looking forward to today. 8 stages on tap today. Right out of the gate, they're going to run 2 stages, a 10.5-mile stage followed by an almost 6-mile stage. Then they're going to roll into service park number 1. As soon as service park number 1 is over, they're going to head out to another group of 3 stages, a 6.8-mile, 7.3-mile, and almost an 11-mile stage. They're going to go into the second service of the day, the final service of the event, and then there's going to be 3 more stages, and we are going to crown a champion. Those final 3 stages, almost a 7-mile stage, 10.7-mile stage, and a 10.84-mile stage, and that's going to round things up. We're going to have a big victory celebration downtown Salem, Missouri later tonight. So, man, the stage has been set. You guys know the players, and the game is definitely ramping up a notch. We're about halfway home here at the rally in the 100-acre wood, and it is up for grabs right now. David Higgins, Travis Pastrana, Nick Roberts, Lachlan O'Sullivan, Peter Fitella, and a host of two-wheel drive drivers. They are going to unleash their cars out onto these stages today, and we are going to crown a champion later tonight. Rally America Radio going to have full coverage coming at you for the rest of the day. We're going to be airing from both of the services and the finish line later on today and getting those podium interviews. So be locked and loaded here at rallyamericaradio.com. We're going to have full coverage. Be sure and follow those Rally America social media accounts. I'm your host, Jim Beaver. You can follow me at JimBeaver15 as well. I'll be posting on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we will have you locked and loaded with even more coverage coming at you from the first service later on today here at the 2016 Rally in the 100-Acre Wood, round 2 of the 2016 Rally American National Championship.